Hello, everybody. This is Space Travel, and I'm your host, Luke Stamey, and we are testing the microphone for our first episode, and I'm in my car, so I want to go ahead and apologize if the audio is not that great. I'm sure I can fine-tune it somehow, and we'll get it sounding good and whatnot for you guys. I saw a little bit of news today on Starship. It looks like they removed I believe a serial number 18 from SN4 a few days ago, and they have brought in serial number 20, I believe it is. I might be mistaken. If I am, just holler at me on Twitter at Luke Stamey and let me know, but I believe it's SN20. So also they did a cryo test after the last static fire. If I remember correctly, it was a little bit longer, something like 3 seconds, looked good. It was fun to watch. I mean, I always love watching rocket engines burn anyway, so it really doesn't matter, but that Raptor is a whole different animal. I'm sure everyone can agree. But, after the cryo test, it hit 7.5 bar. Elon said that it passed on Twitter. And they'll be looking forward to some longer static fires and our hop coming up here shortly, which I don't know about y'all, but I am super stoked for. And, I mean, man, it was just like when Starhopper hopped. You know, me and my kids, I have a daughter and a son, and we were all in the living room, and I was streaming it on the TV. And we live out in the country, so our internet is spotty at best, and it was starting to lag right when we were waiting for Starhopper to jump, and I was starting to get real nervous. You can ask my wife. I was standing there. I was pacing. My daughter was she was pacing. We were all ready to see a fire, and then right when she lit, I mean, clear as day. Internet worked great. Got to see the whole hop, and it was just it was quite the sight to behold. You know, always witnessing history like that is a monumental moment for me, anyway, personally. I don't like to look at things from the standpoint of you know, oh, this is just a test and we're gonna move on to the next thing. I like to look at it as these are the kind of things that our children will look back on and think, that's what started it all. That was it right there. The firing of the first full flow stage combustion cycle engine, or first flight rather. And, you know, remember it that way instead. I think that's a very good way to look at it. I'm trying to think of some other news that I heard today. Well, I mean, as we all know, Mr. Elon Musk and his partner had their baby the other day, cute little thing, and there's some really good pictures of Elon with his little one on the internet, and I tweeted not too long ago when I saw this little video of Elon patting the baby's back, sitting there watching TV, and his comment on the video was, "Babies rock," you know, and I don't know, something about it to me anyway was, I don't know, it made me happy, because I think sometimes a lot of people forget that Elon Musk is just as much of a human as we are, and, you know, seeing him sit there with that little cute baby, you know, being a dad, it just was very humanizing, and kind of brought that back into perspective. Man, I know that China, not too long ago, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce what kind of rocket it was. Y'all can hit me up on Twitter and let me know. But they successfully got a rocket up out of the atmosphere not too long ago. Beautiful looking rocket. Got these big four solid rocket boosters on the side. I really like how some rockets, including this Chinese one, the exhaust plume kind of has like an outward tilt, you know, at a specific degree. And, excuse me, guys, I'm sorry. Smoking a cigarette. I got I got a bad habit for some reason. But anyway, yeah, I like that outward tilt. I'm not exactly sure what it's for because I am just a mere layperson that just loves rockets. I'm not a rocket scientist, even though I would love to be one day. But that's another topic altogether. Anyway, maybe y'all can tell me what it's all about. I know I'm petitioning y'all for a lot right now, but it is what it is. I love rockets and I love everything about them. I love learning new things from people who know more than me. I'm one of those guys that if I don't know the answer, I can certainly go find the person who does, and then after they answer it, I will know the answer from then on out. That's just how I am, and I'm sure there's others out there like me. But as far as that, Corona news, we'll go ahead and hit that up real quick because I know that's impacting a lot of people around the United States. And I know it's certainly impacting us here in the state of Louisiana. I mean, we've had some serious deaths down here from COVID. And from what I understand, we're getting a few better numbers down here as far as cases and deaths, but I know the deaths are upwards of 3,000 here in the state of Louisiana alone, and they've still got everybody on lockdown. Now, I did see the other day that they are test firing stuff at the Stennis Space Center, which is just right up the road from me here. So that means that the work there is not impeded too much, which is good because I believe they have the SLS booster there doing some full burns on it. Which, people can say what they want about SLS or the Senate launch system. And I agree, it's too expensive. It's really not worth the money. Not, I mean, I heard, I'm gonna throw a plug out there real quick, but I heard at Everyday Astronaut, Mr. Tim Dodd the other day, and he did a very awesome video. If you guys want to learn some really awesome stuff, go check out his channel. Let's see, Everyday Astronaut, and it kind of put in perspective as to why it was kind of silly that SLS and Starship were being made at the same time. I mean, two heavy launch systems made at the same time. I would think that it might be cheaper to go with the contracting out some of this heavy lift work just to SpaceX or ULA. Hey, I'll throw another plug out there. If you guys want to see a really cool some really cool content and stuff on Twitter, go check out at Tory Bruno. He's a super awesome guy. If you ask, some questions to him on Twitter. He does really good about responding and whatnot. And I don't know about y'all, but that makes me feel good seeing somebody like that and respond back to me anyway. But anyway, that's about all I can think of right now. And my trip's about over. I'm about to pull in the driveway. So I know that this podcast sounded a little rushed, and I apologize. I just got done working a 13-hour shift, and I'm ready to get home, see my babies and my wife. I hope everyone's having a good day and I hope everyone's being safe. Like I said, if you guys want to check out my Twitter feed, it's at Luke Stamey on Twitter. Other than that, I hope everyone has an awesome night and I will see you guys next time.